ओम शांति। भाई साहब, ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ ऑल द डबल विदेशीज, वी आर वेरी ग्रेटफुल फॉर यू टू यू दैट यू हैव टेकन टाइम आउट टू बी विद अस दिस मॉर्निंग। वी फाइंड वेरी वैल्यूएबल द इनसाइट्स वी गेट फ्रॉम यू, योर जर्निंग्स, योर इंस्पिरेशंस ऑफ नॉलेज। So today's topic is to do with the signals of time. So time is telling us lots of things. Are we hearing those signals and are we responding appropriately? So Bhai Sahab, let me begin with asking you, as we observe in the world today, life is rather chaotic. Physical situations are becoming very tough, whether it is in the job situation, local family situation, there's a recession, there is terrorism, there is natural calamities. But most importantly, I think the disease that has affected people is busyness. It's like everyone is chanting the mantra of busy, I'm busy, I'm busy. And they are walking around like machines, with holding machines in their hands also. So my question is, Baba says that we ancestor souls, we are the creator of the world. As is our state of mind, so is the state of the world. So do you feel that even this disease of busyness is a creation some subtly by Brahmins, or is this a fruit of Iron Age?
Very good question and deep question. First, I would like to say something about busyness. Because everyone's brain has become weak, everyone's mind has become weak. We must know that this brain is created in the womb on the basis of the capability of one's mind. So because mind has become weak, so therefore brain is weak of everyone, and load of work, pressure of work is too much, therefore easily they get tense. And according to Baba's deep knowledge, if we get spiritual power within us, if we empower our mind, if we slow down the speed of mind, if we get free from waste thoughts, then our efficiency can become at least double, 4 times more. It's because of weak mind that efficiency has gone down, and work pressure, even to the babies, study pressure is making them tense because their capability of brain is not so good and pressure of study is more. So if we are full of spirituality, full of spiritual power, then first of all we have to experience that our efficiency became double. And then we can enjoy our work, our job. We can make it very easy. Being busy, we remain easy, free from stress. Then people can learn that life is an enjoyment. Work is an enjoyment. Just one man came to me today. He was asking similar question, that my manager gives me lot of work. So right from the first moment I am tense. Oh, so much work. And in these 4 hours I have to complete. What to do? I suggested, believe, trust your inner powers. And believe that you will complete this work before time. Have such faith within your own self. An important thing is, enjoy your work. be easy, enjoy your work, then this tension, stress of job will finish. So we Brahmins are not responsible for everything in the Kali Yuga world. It's their own mistakes, their own vices are responsible for this thing. And somehow the influence of this Kali Yuga atmosphere is also responsible for them. But we have to teach people how to make everything easy, being busy, easy. Busy, be easy.
Thank you, Vaisa. Just continuing on with that, this disease is something we also find within the Brahmin family. The sanskara of staying busy or believing there is too much busyness, and also reliance on technology, overuse of technology. Would you like to say something about
that? Yes, it's true. Those who don't have balance between their work and spirituality, jnana and yoga, they find themselves to be very busy. And many are busy in laptop, internet, WhatsApp, Facebook, and many unnecessary things. So we should not be busy. If Brahmins are busy, then entire world will become busy and tense. So we must become very light, double light, empower ourselves, and we have to give vibrations to the world. So, for this I would say, I can see in my yagya, many are busy. But when I observe them on subtle level, they are busy unnecessarily. They can spare 4 hours for their spiritual practices. But they show this way that they are very busy. They are very busy. If you go to talk to them, they will say, no, I don't have time, I am very busy. But actually they are, no one is busy in this world. See, Shiva Baba and Brahma, those who have to change this entire world, they are never busy. Always free for us. Children, welcome, come anytime, I am easy for you, available for you. So we have to follow our two fathers.
I am sure, I think we can all relate to what Bhai Sahib is saying. If we all kind of did time management, I'm sure able to find time for doing all the important things. Bhai Sahib, can we, on this subject, ask you what do you feel was the signal from Bap Dada on 18 January on this aspect? Because he pointed out the importance of study, and our first objective is to be a student.
We are students, godly student. Our study is spiritual education, and this spiritual education is divinizing our mind, brain, intellect. So we are learning everything. We must know the secret of this present time, where we have reached, what this time demands from us, what Baba wants to do now in this world. We must know clearly. So Baba's signal is, was or is and will be, I can say very openly, as we know, Sakar part finished. Now Avyakt part has also been finished. In Sakar Murli, he clarified everything, and we tried our best to know what God is. It's very deep to know Him. He had mentioned, after giving my entire knowledge to you, I will become silent. So we know from last season, Baba is not giving knowledge. Knowledge is complete. He just coming down to meet his children, to give love, to give drashti to them. Knowledge, part of giving knowledge, giving murli, has been finished now, complete now. So second part of avyakt, avyakt Baba's part, is about to end. And I can see probably next season, a new part will start giving drashti only. Drashti. That will be the end of avyakt part. Then third part is going to begin now. And that will be the part of glorification, when entire world will recognize first great souls, 8 and 100. Then they will recognize Baba through them. So now, we are in another confluence age of second part and third part. And these 3 years, I can say, 3 years, or I can say up to 2020, there will be a subtle part of our examination to Baba. Taught us many things, gave us full sustenance, entire knowledge, His all powers, blessings. Now He wants to take test paper. So in this test paper of faith, doubt, attachment and detachment, especially now is the paper of faith. Many have doubt in their mind. What is going on in avyakt part? Many people speak like this. Someone was saying that our Baba has also become very old now. So Baba is never old, we know. But they laugh like this, they joke like this, that Baba is old now. He gave us everything. Now is our turn to give everything to the world. So, we should prepare ourselves to give that examination and to obtain full marks, and then those who will become pass with honor will play important role during the part of glorification of Baba. So next at least 12 years will be the part of glorification, and you all, we all will play important role in that. Wherever you are, from there you will see many things you will do. Baba will make you instrument, and you will give sakas, you will give vision to the people. So, I can divide time of confluence this way.
Very interesting. Thank you, Vaishab. Just continuing on with Baba's signal from the Murli, what do you feel Baba was saying when he said that the entire class in front of him is pass? Surely we are all at different stages in our progress, and often we
know entire class was not passed.
Exactly.
Because many in those 25,000 people there that day, at least 2,000 were like non-BK. They came here just after taking 7 days course. That we will see how God does come down. What is there? What these Brahma Kumaris say? But here is a secret behind it. Baba wants to inspire us about our study and actually whole day in our life. At every step, we have to give test paper. So we must get full marks, get pass. That day Baba was saying just He is Supreme Teacher and Supreme Father also, so He encouraged His students, His children, you are very good, you became pass, don't worry, you will win this Maya, you are very brave. He like behave like small babies. So it is His nature, God's nature. He never speak anything negatively. If all failure students are sitting in front of Him, still He will say, no, you are very intelligent. You have recognized Baba. Your intellect is very divine. Do your best. You will get passed with honor. So it's God's nature to encourage everyone. And therefore we love Him very much.
Very sweet. Sweet Baba. So, Bhai Sahib, like you said, we all have to be prepared for the phase of glorification, the stage of glorification. Baba has given us the knowledge, He has prepared us, He has given us sustenance. Yet, if I find myself not being that elevated being I'm supposed to be, what is it that is stopping me from being my elevated self? And is there a danger that time may run out?
Everyone's different weakness are stopping them to go so high in spirituality. But it depends upon our real target of life, aim of life, and simply the planning to achieve that target in our life. Many Brahmins, because of the influence of this last time, they are getting influenced by their own sanskaras. I had been saying one thing from last 1-2 years. I experienced it, I realized it from 2014, that now time has arrived, listen very carefully, when everyone's sanskaras, hidden vices or bad karmas are getting immersed, they are coming up. So they are coming up in the mind of many Brahmins. Therefore, many good Brahmins are also complaining. They had been good yogis, but now they can't enjoy yoga. My sanskaras were very pure. Now impurity is coming in my mind. My dreams were very good. Now impure dreams I see at night. Such bad things. Many good Brahmins are being influenced by those bad things. So therefore, we must be careful. Negative things are emerging. According to the language of psychologists, they are saying now, psychiatric doctors and many scientists have made research on this, that now, from the unconscious mind, bad energy is coming to the brain. They don't know why. What is there in unconscious mind? We can understand that everything of the past is recorded in our mind, in the soul. To it they call unconscious mind. So bad things are stored there. Our bad karmas are stored there. Vices are stored there. So from there, bad energy is coming to the brain. And this is why that mental disease, depression, insomnia and many kinds of mental disease are emerging nowadays in the world. It has become a big challenge in front of medical science. That many people are going to the hospital with psychiatric disease. And we must know, there is no medicine of depression in the world. Because depression, where is depression? In the mind. And they treat brain. So, little bit influence they can leave. Little medicine they can give, that deficiency of the brain can be recovered. But they cannot cure depression. But its medicine is with us. So I say just 2 things. Be very light. Accept everything what is happening around you. And be very happy. Happiness will protect you. Because love and happiness, these 2 qualities have got maximum healing energy in them. So this is a challenge of this time, and we all Brahmins have to protect ourselves, and we'll have to give cooperation, sapas to the world. Therefore, question, that if anything is stopping you to going up, you have to remove that from your life and become very good yogi, very pure soul, very divine souls with divine intellect, with divine wisdom, so that at the time of glorification you can play important role on this earth. So it depends upon individual. Because we can understand what is my weakness inside. And we also know how to finish it. So be careful, at least 4 hours yoga every day will make us victorious. If our yoga is not good, Maya will become victorious. So 4 hour yoga, not sitting, 1 hour you can sit, but 3 hour yoga, even karma, in karmas, during karmas, then you will find yourself able to conquer everything, to pass all challenges, to face all challenges, and to win any kind of Maya come on your way.
So, Bhai Sahib, if I understood you correctly, when the what you shared, you know, Brahmins are experiencing sanskaras coming up, weaknesses coming up, not being able to have good quality yoga. So not to be concerned about it, but to actually have a plan and do something about it.
Yes.
Because one of the things we sometimes find when we are in that stage is we are actionless. We don't know what to do. And so
one reason is to be very open. In your country, there are not so many centers. A Brahmin may be alone somewhere.
Ji.
2 Brahmins, 5 Brahmins. Not very good sustenance. So you have to become your own teacher. And for that, spare 30 minutes every day of solitude and read Avyakt Murli in 15 minutes and churn that or take some points out of that Murli and just enjoy those points. So it will become your own sustenance. Second thing, Amrit Vela, we can experience many good things from Avyakt Bap Dada in subtle world. And he gives good sustenance every morning to all of us. So just, you must know what to do at that time. If you feel sleepy, you must make your own program how not to get sleep. You can walk. If you sit alone in yoga, it's very natural you will fall asleep if you are alone. And you are alone every day in your home. So play commentary or some good thing, good thoughts you can create in the morning and learn how to get blessing or sustenance or love, drashti from Avyakt Baba in subtle world. So this way you have to learn how to sustain to your own self.
Thanks for those tips, Bhai Sahib. Seeing the world situation today, since most of us live outside of Madhuban in various countries, and some countries are undergoing a lot of tension, there is a lot of fear in the atmosphere. So for us Brahmins who are living in those circumstances, what is your recommendation, or what is the best practice you would suggest to do in both types of yoga, sitting down yoga and also whilst moving around?
This is a very good thing you have asked, because some sisters came from America, in Shanti when they met me, and they told some secret of America, which people don't know. And the secret was, I can open that secret, that in America, some spiritual people are getting intuitions. And people can get it from internet. And they believe that Obama is the last good president of America. New president who is coming, he is very, I would say only powerful. He is very powerful. He has given many challenges before he became president of America. Many challenges to terrorists of the world. You can understand now. So many people, foreigners there, Indian and many, are thinking what will happen now. So it's true that this entire world is going towards third world wars. But you know, third world war will not take place in 1 year. It takes long time even to start. They compromise, treaty, they become friend again. But because this is the time of destruction, so they will have to fight. So, world's condition is becoming day by day very dangerous. Before that, as per Baba's words in Sakar Murli, during the period of destruction, this entire world will also become Dharmrajpuri. So already, this world is becoming Dharmrajpuri now. Fear, just as I mentioned, depression. And I can see that up to 2020, many human beings in this world will not enjoy good sleep at night. Many, I can say half population, will be waking up at night and they will pray God, they will pray you, oh angels, help me, let me have good sleep, sound sleep. So it will be our responsibility to give them sakas and give them good sleep. It will be our duty because we are their ancestors. So, time is very critical. This world is going to become Dharmrajpuri day by day, we can see. Fear will become very great and dangerous factor. Before destruction, people will die because of fear. So, our role? Now, at least some souls in all countries will become angels, will become very good instrument of Baba, and through angelic stage, they will give sakas to those souls, and people will experience. Now they don't experience because now we are in tapasya. But time will come when Baba will use his key of giving divine vision to everyone. So at that time, those souls out of us who did good yoga, whose purity is good, whose self-respect is very great, those who became angels, they will help people at that time. So, souls of that country will experience that angels are here, they will cooperate with us, they will protect us, they are with us, so we are safe. So we have to make our stage so good, so great, free from waste. I would say, here all my brothers and sisters, those who are sitting here, you must think very deeply on this. People will cry. They will not sleep at night. They will remember you because you are their worship-worthy souls. You are angels for them. You will become master God for them. So prepare yourself for that. Keeping that great responsibility in your mind. Great responsibility. Make yourself free from waste. Make your purity very strong. Do your yoga chart at least 4 hours every day so that Baba can make you his divine instrument to protect all his children, to give sakas all of his children, to remove them from their sorrow at that time. That will be a great time for us to do, to fulfill our responsibility. Are you agree? So, think this way, that now, time is not for me only. Efforts, my yoga, not only for me, but it must be for entire world. So me, my life, my existence on this earth, must be for entire world. I enjoy one thought very much. I would share that thought to you. I am a great soul. And I am born on this earth for God's divine task. I have to fulfill, I have to perform God's great divine task. This is the meaning of my life only, nothing else. So I don't see here and there. This is my personal experience, practices. I don't see here and there because I know whatever is happening now, whatever will happen in future, whatever is going around me in the yug, it's predestined. We cannot change it. We have to get detached observer and prepare ourselves for that great divine task of future. You too think this way. Don't see here and there. Make yourself free from everything and then do good yoga. Baba will make you instrument at that time and you will play very important role for the world.
So rather than us creating certain thoughts for the situation, to benefit the situation, better to have a plain intellect and...
No one can change this situation. They will get worse, day by day. We know it. What we have to do, we must know.
So our effort is only to be prepared
to
be a good instrument for Baba. Bhai Sahib, going back to the subject of facilities, you know, science has provided us a lot of refined facilities, one of which we have mentioned briefly before. These facilities, when used for service, are very beneficial, especially the mobile phone. But how to do the subtle checking that I am not over dependent on the facility, or I am not getting addicted to the facility?
Internet, mobile phone, TV and all these facilities will remain in few years just a box, simple box in our pocket. No one would be able to use them. Baba has given these all facilities, I would say. Science has invented. Baba has given us all these facilities to use them for the progress of self, for Baba's service. But if we are addicted to them, it's a maya. Once here on this stage, Baba gave this message through trans messenger sister Mohini Vehen or Vedanti Vehen. From that day, I got free from these old things. Baba said, Baba observed that many children have become very busy in electronics, but Baba doesn't like these things. These things can be useful to give Baba's message, to give knowledge, to teach Raj Yoga, but this is not enough. Important thing is our spiritual power, our power of purity. Otherwise, if we are busy with these old things, we can say we are free from waste thoughts, but we can also know we are not getting spiritual energy this way. So, no one must become addicted to them. You can use, I also use them, but they should not influence me, my yoga, my stage, my elevated things. This is our safety. And one day, you will see, when first atom bomb will be blasted, this entire electronics will fail. Because all satellites will become useless.
So it's a good checking point.
Yes.
Whether I'm using the facility or the facility is using me. Bhai Sahib, on the topic itself, if you could share your own feeling about the signals time is giving us and how you are preparing to respond to those signals.
Yes, actually, as I mentioned, I know the secret of the time, where time is going. I also know, it's secret, my personal thing, I also know what part I am going to play in next 15 years. I know it very clearly. And not today, I had prepared myself from last many, many years. I can say 25 years. I prepared for that. Even now, I am doing my best to solve the problem of the people by teaching them good solution or by giving them good vibrations. But my aim, my own practices are the subtle practice of higher consciousness. Simple word, self-respect. I remind you just one thought, I am a great soul. This one thought, 45 years before, I know it. I accepted it. I am great. Now too, I practice it that I am a great soul. But in these 45 years, there is a big difference in experience. At that time, it was just intoxication. I am great. Now, it reminds me, you are great, so what you have to do? One thing. Second thing, during destruction, when natural calamities will take place, specifically, we all will have to face natural calamities. So I believe on the basis of Baba's Avyakt Murali's versions, wherever a pure and yogi soul is, around there, all human beings will be protected. So therefore, Baba has put in this drama his great souls in different areas of the world. Their presence at that place will be a blessing for the people of that area. So, our pure vibrations, our spiritual vibrations will protect human beings from natural calamities, from many other sufferings of the world. So we have to prepare ourselves for that. I was doing my best for that. And for that, I remember, few things I remind you, those, Baba's words, those who are free from obstacles from long period of time, they will become the destroyer of obstacles of the world. So I did it. In my whole life, I kept myself free from the obstacles. Obstacles came there, but I did not accept them. I did not take any problem as a problem for me. Nothing. They are very common. They have come, they will go. I did not communicate with them. Second thing, Baba used to say, in future, you will have to remove the sorrow of this entire world. But this great work will be done by those who will remain free from sorrow for years and years. So I kept in my mind, right from the beginning, no sorrow any time. And I can say, in my last 48 years of Madhuban, I can say 99.9, I was free from sorrow. It was my good experience. I took everything very lightly. I practiced good yoga. So I had very good feeling of happiness and joy from Baba, so I had many bodily disease in this life, but never suffering, never pain. I used to say to my own self, I had so many things in my body, but no pain. So I used to laugh, if there is no pain, then there is no gain in life. But that is different. Pain means, if you want to gain something, you have to work hard. Accept every pain. So this is how, thirdly, I knew one thing. In 1975, on the day of Raksha Bandhan, Rakhi, in Madhuban, Guljar Dadi was here. She offered bhog to Baba. Baba gave a beautiful message. And that beautiful message was that in future, a crowd of sick people will come together in front of you. And you just will give them drishti and they will be healed. They will become free from disease. But this great thing will be done by those who become wiseless. So this was in my mind from that day, before that day, that I have to make myself completely pure. And day by day, I was coming to know what is perfect purity. It's not so easy even to know what perfect purity is. But Baba clarified everything inwardly. So, I made myself ready for this too. And I am having very good experience nowadays. This is my experience in brief.
Thanks for sharing, Bhaisab. Bhaisab, just on this Sunday's Avyakt Murli, Baba was speaking to the Australians. And the Australians in turn asked a question, Baba, what will happen to us at the time of destruction? And whilst the question was verbalized by the Australians, I'm sure all double foreigners, wherever they are outside of India, outside of Madhuban, have this subtle kind of feeling. So Baba's answer was, if you remain wiseless and if your wireless is clean, your intellect, you will get a touching to move to a safe place, etc. Can you please elaborate on this and share?
It's very automatic. If you are very pure, very yogi-yukt, automatically you will go away from that place. It will be very automatic. But I would say you need not to run towards Madhuban. Although you like it very much. But I say, if you run from your place, what will happen to your devotees? What will happen to those who depend upon you? You have to protect them. They won't allow you to leave that place. Are you agree? So wherever you are, when you are very good yogi-yukt, Baba is there, and where great souls and Baba are there, Madhuban is there. So Madhuban is not here, you can create Madhuban there too. So be yogi-yukt, surrender yourself to Baba, and Baba will do everything for you. Second thing, very important thing, suppose you are in Madhuban, but you are not yogi-yukt. Your stage is not good. And you die? No use. And if you are there, and you are yogi-yukt, and you leave your body, directly you will go to Baba. So wherever you are, be in good yoga, Baba will come down there, and Madhuban will be there. That place will become lighthouse for you and for entire world. Right? Right or not? So be there. Be happy. Otherwise you will get disturbed. Oh, I must go to Madhuban. I must go to Madhuban. No. Where Baba and great souls are there, Madhuban is there.
Baba also gave us the blessing that you will be able to leave your body at your own will.
That's a great achievement of life. So those who practice bodilessness a lot, bodilessness, I am the soul, this is my body, I am safe, separate from this body. Long practice will enable you to leave your body willingly. You will think, Baba, I'm leaving this body and I'm coming to you. And you will go there. But it needs lot of practice.
Bhai Sahib, I have been given signal that Dadi will be here at 11:30. So we have time, few more minutes. What I would request you is if you could share with us your inspiration for Double Foreigners and something we would take away with us when we return.
Make yourself very powerful. And powerful are those, the first thing. Once you decided to live this pure life, your decision is forever. Let anything happen in my life, but that is my promise to God. I will never break it. Be so strong. One thing. Because Maya is very powerful. Old sanskaras are also coming up. But our powerful thought will protect us. We must know it. So once we accepted this Baba's divine path of spirituality, it's forever. Let anyone speak anything. Let anything happen everywhere in the world or in Madhuvan. But this is my path. This is my life. Once I adopted Brahmin life, finished everything. Now I am Brahmin forever. Strong thought. Third thought. Strong thought. I am a victorious jewel. In every kalpa, I had win this Maya. Even now, I will win this Maya. Maya is not powerful. I am powerful because Baba is with me. I would give you one homework. Would you like?
Yes.
Simple homework. Baba's words, I repeat. And it will teach you many things. I do this practice every day even now. When children have to face some problems, they get so much upset that they forget, who is my companion? So just be so strong that at the time of problems, we should not forget that Almighty Baba is with me, with his thousands of arms. You just make it your nature from now. I am not alone. Almighty is with me, and see the result. You can experience in life immediate success. A big thing will become small. A dangerous thing will become useful, beneficial thing. You can experience this way. So I would say to you, right from now, make it your nature. Bring it in your practice again and again. Baba, Almighty is with me. He's my Baba. He's for me. And whenever I ask him to come down, he will come down to me, to protect me, to help with me. So this I am practicing every day, because in journey I have to face many things, but by this practice, complete success. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you so much, Surya Bhai, for these wonderful inspirations to bring Madhuban at our own place and be yogic. Thank you. Let's have yoga till Dadi comes.
Okay. So we all will experience now. We are in subtle world, and Baba's thousands arms on my head.